This is the Inside Pitch with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by Light Up Media Group. Now, your host, former USA Baseball National Team coach, Peter Caliendo.
Hello, everyone from around the world, and welcome to the Inside Pitch. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. It is great to be with you again. We have an outstanding show. And remember that today's show is brought to you by Audible.com, a great resource for audiobooks. Don't forget, get your free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial when you go to audibletrial.com/insidepitch. You know, there's over 180,000 titles to choose from, your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MPS player. So now let's get started. Today's topic is very, very interesting. A new paradigm in baseball player development. And we know player development is so important along with players and coaches. And it's blended learning for coaches and players. And our guest today is Dr. Lynn Miller. This is going to be exciting. Because I've got to be careful what I say, obviously. Dr. Miller is a very, very smart person, so I want to make sure that we're going to learn a lot here. Dr. Miller is the president and founder of Progressive Professional Athlete LLC and the co-author of Getting My Game Better Online Player Development Program, which we'll get into. Dr. Miller's extensive experience in education and player development includes online training to Major League and Minor League Baseball players, coaches, coordinators, managers, and front office staff, along with GMs and all the way down their staff. An assistant professor in educational leadership and innovation at Arizona State University. She's been a school principal, classroom teacher. Dr. Miller's the author of Developing Today's Minor League Player, a biweekly newsletter containing current trends and information abstracted from research for a fast-paced, outstanding education on how to reduce pain joints while increasing one's effectiveness as an innovative leader in pro baseball player development. Dr. Miller also manages TPBA's LinkedIn Professional Learning Community, which is a discussion group of professionals with a vested interest in player development. And I think that's something that everybody needs to join, and we'll also be talking about that. You know, she's authored and presented Your Success Story, an innovative scaling of MLB's community involvement to enhance public perception and positively impact 21st century youth at the 24th annual Cooperstown Symposium, National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, New York. Dr. Miller is a graduate of the University of St. Louis also. So let's get started. Let's welcome Dr. Miller. Dr. Miller, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great, Peter, and thanks so much for having me. And yes, I'm glad to hear that. You've prepared, you've done your homework, and yeah, there's going to be a test at the end, so take
hope. That's what I'm worried about. I went to college, and I dealt with professors, but a lot of my education was really especially on the coaching aspect, was, you know, at Mickey Owen Baseball School. I call it the hard knocks of teaching, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't do real well on the classroom part.
No, that's okay. That's all right. You're safe with me.
Well, listen, let's get started. What's interesting is I want to just start with this is, you know, blended learning for coaches and players. Tell us a little bit about what that kind of entails.
Yeah. And, you know, like you had mentioned, too, it's kind of a new paradigm or innovation in baseball player development, which alone is scary because it's very structured and very traditional. So anytime there's something new coming along, it takes a while to get acclimated. But we've been doing this for a little bit so far. And basically how it got started is that I have done some face-to-face workshops. I'm out here in Phoenix with a lot of clubs, players. And what I've got to learn and meet, I've met a couple of individuals there. And as we started talking, these two men that I work with now have been in player development for some time. And that's Ty Boykin, he's the outfield coordinator with the Angels, and Derek May, who is now the assistant hitting coach for the Cardinals. And as we started talking, we learned and from each other with our combined background and experience that there are some skill sets that are continually absent in players as they roll onto the complex each spring, the rookies, And how can we get better at developing those skill sets? Because there isn't a lot of time, you know, in the face-to-face, every minute counts. And how can we add that? So that's why we started talking about an online component. And really what that is in education now at all levels, from kinder to postgraduate study, there is usually an online component. So the term blended is that it's bringing or blending together the traditional face-to-face player development with an online component.
Okay, so if, you know, I went to your website, you know, the website's theprogressivepro.com, and I encourage you to go to the website, and we'll talk about that more. Now, you have several people on your website that are very interesting. We'll talk, and we'll get back into the program too. Tell us a little bit about, you know, you got Fred Clare and some other people who I think add a lot to the program also.
Yes, and Fred Clare, thank you for bringing him up. Fred is a former MLB executive who served in numerous roles for the Los Angeles Dodgers from way back in 1969 to 98, including being a GM from 87 to 98. And right now, he's a partner in Aryball, which is a leading company in the world of sports analytics, as well as being an adjunct lecturer at Caltech and USC. And basically how Fred kind of came involved is that he agrees. I mean, he has been in baseball for years and very successful. And he has identified two key areas that determine the success of every Major League Baseball team are player development and scouting. And the statement's proven to be true, although the years, in his view, will remain true for years and seasons to come. But he also has noticed that one thing that has changed is the progress that has been made in these areas, and the ability to teach and communicate with young players today has never been more important. And according to Fred Clare, he said the player's ability to understand and appreciate the increased amount of information is at an all-time high, as well as their responsibility as a player, especially with the advent of social media. And he's suggesting, too, and is in support of the work that we've done, because he does see it as a goal of making the game of baseball better through education, much along the same lines as you are, helping baseball overall get better through development, through education, and through training.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I remember a long time ago when I was at Team USA, I think I mentioned this to you, I knew Fred Clare, not personally, but of him, and, you know, such a professional in the game. Obviously, major impact in Major League Baseball, but also major impact around the world internationally, him and Peter O'Malley, the owner. And I remember just briefly sending him a note, didn't know him, and we were on our way to the World Championships in Tokyo or in Japan, and we'd asked if we can train at Dodger Stadium, and I received a letter from him, and he said, yeah, you can, and he laid everything out. They had everything laid out for us. I mean, he didn't even know who we were. And he led us to Dodger Stadium. It just seemed like a first-class person. All right, the thing that I'm real interested in now is, you know, when you say developing skill sets, explain that from a player standpoint. You know, obviously online, but explain how that all works for a player if a player is interested in obviously developing their skills further.
Right. Well, that's a good question. And again, The beauty and the magic that Ty and Derek and I bring together in creating this is that their experience, obviously, is in player development. They have devoted their lives to that. And mine is in education and now more recently online learning and for adults. So the skill set that they have identified in their combined years in player development, our players are needing a little more assertiveness, and players are needing a little more self-discipline, and probably those two skill sets have been needed all along, but also is individual camp plan. And as far as our player program goes, those skill sets can now be taught online. And basically, our program is called Getting My Game Better, and we have one for players and coaches. Now, the one for players, for example, that we're talking about, it's a three-course mobile-friendly program that's teaching and refining skills required by all successful professional baseball players as identified by player development professionals. And I'm sure that if anybody was asked in any club, that they would say, yes, their players need more assertiveness. Yes, their players need more self-discipline. And yes, they need to learn how to develop an individual camp plan. So those are the three broad skills that are taught and can be taught online now that historically the coaches, the coordinators, the managers have not had time to talk because they're too wrapped up, as they should be, with the mechanical and the mental sides and teaching those skills of player development.
So are these taught all, when it's online? Is this live online or is this through a test program? How does that work?
Right. Good question. Okay, so ours is a little bit different in that it's not live, but it's not an independent study. The way ours is structured for players is that it's delivered on a closed Facebook group because we try to make it as most convenient so we don't have to learn a whole new platform. How do I access the content? So we use it on a closed Facebook group. And most players have a Facebook account. So it's closed in that only those that are enrolled in the program have access to it. And typically with the way we teach it, it would be for a team. It wouldn't be just random players enrolled. So it's a three-course program delivered on a closed Facebook group. And there is one lesson per day. We have a lesson and an exercise. It's accessible on a cell phone, tablet, or laptop. It's 21 consecutive days because, as we found out again through trial and error, that that's most likely replicating the typical baseball schedule. There's a game a day, so there's a lesson a day. Mm-hmm. And it's posted by the instructor online so everybody could be spread out geographically. There's daily online engagement with the instructor and others enrolled because, again, like I said, the instructor posts their daily lesson. And the good thing is it only takes a player about 10 minutes to complete, 15 max. And he can do it at some point within 24 hours, day or night, on the road or at home, because we're on the road a lot. And there's a component to where there is an online interaction. So it is some kind of discussion board. The players are sharing, posting information. So it, to the greatest extent possible, replicates a face-to-face environment. And we take that online.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, I know the way it sounds, I'm assuming here, and I won't assume it, but it's for older players. I mean, we're talking about professionals. Are we talking high school, college?
Right. So it's for current and aspiring. I would say, we have created it to where it's basically age 16 and above.
Okay.
So it's for current or aspiring professional baseball players. So that's the intention, that anyone enrolling in the program from 16 years on up has an intention of at least playing at a college level, but ultimately it's written at that level of skills needed to be a professional. So you develop, and your career takes you where it may, but if your goal is to become a professional baseball player, these skill sets are critical to your success. They've been identified, like I said, by men with years of experience in player development that see time and time again the skill set not there. So you want to get yourself as a player one step above everybody else in all areas, mechanical, mental, as well as what we're calling these are professional skills.
And when we're talking about, because it's interesting, discipline is so important in a game. Let's just do this. Let's start with discipline. I mean, players that have gone through the program, how do you figure out what they've done or how they've gotten better? Is it they figure it out? They see that they're getting better at it, or is there a way to evaluate that?
All right, great comment question. So what we do also is
I remember I went to college, but that's why I get to ask the questions, right?
Yes, I know. And I like that. I'm very impressed. So, but I got to have the right answers now. Yeah, the roles reversed, huh? I'm answering.
But I like that you said great question.
Okay, so the beauty of all this also is my philosophy as an educator is that there has to be some kind of practical application. This isn't just theory-based. Despite the fact, theory is important, but when for this audience, the players are playing, and I need to know how to get better now. I need to learn today how I can apply it tomorrow.
Right.
So, for example, in the self-discipline course, actually on all three, there is an end product. So, for example, here, the end product is they're going to create a self-discipline plan. So the learning objectives for that course, the self-discipline course, players will understand the critical aspects of mental, emotional, and mechanical self-discipline required of today's professional baseball player. Again, as identified by two men with years of experience in that. A second learning objective is that the player is going to identify a performance goal, and then they're going to select self-discipline goals under those areas of mental, emotional, and mechanical that are aligned to that performance goal. Okay. Mm. And that's all going to be written and organized in a basic plan. You know, it's going to it's a basic self-discipline plan that's going to include each goal with measurable objectives, because we have to measure things in baseball, right? Everything's measured, and a timeline for completion. So that plan is very basic. It's not an overwhelming, cumbersome plan. It's very basic. However, in answering your question, who's going to know about it or how's it going to help them, we also enroll the manager and or the coach or coordinator or whoever that authority is, so that they're also engaged in the course as well. So it helps build relationships in that regard. So that person's not going to necessarily complete the assignments, but they're going to be kind of monitoring it in that regard. So that coach or manager, when they see something that's not aligned to their intended outcome for that player and or team, right then they can add a comment, because again, we're posting in a closed Facebook group. So at the end of the 21 days, there is an action plan to take forward.
Yeah, you know what? And I think what you mentioned, I know you mentioned it a couple of times, and that's because it's extremely important. This program has been identified by people who have been in the game a long time, who've been developing players and coaches.
Right. For and that's the whole beauty of it as well.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, you're going to have, you know, there's a lot of high school players that are, you know, they're being taught well, but are they being, you know, if they're potential professional players, you know, even college players, are they being prepared?
Right. And I tell you, and Peter, you know, like that, no one, you know, most of these young men, these players aren't going to have, they're not going to be able to call up Derek May and say, hey, Derek, what do I need to know about self-discipline, or anybody in that capacity or that level? But here's a way they get access to that information that they need. And they have it in a way, and they have access in a way with the experience that I bring to it with that online learning. And so that's the beauty of the whole piece on this, is that it does bring those skill sets together with a way to teach it. And again, it just gives access to that content, that knowledge that the players need and typically won't be able to get access to. This is a way they get access to that.
Yeah, and I really also like that their coach or manager's involved, because we're going to get into that in the next phase after our break, because I think having that coach and manager involved obviously is an added benefit to both people.
Right, and it does. It just, you know, it replicates to the great extent what's happening, you know, in the traditional face-to-face model of player development, because the coach is there. So this just kind of brings it online. Again, so the coach is still there, modeling, guiding, correcting, reinforcing what the players are learning.
Okay, so let's finish off this first section with this. The players, for all the programs that you've run through players, give us an idea what results you've seen that maybe amazed you, or you know, or just are different, or you know, what players are to expect from all this.
Yeah, well, what they'll expect of that is just that whole growth and development component. And they're, like I said, they're going to have that skill set and knowledge that they typically don't have or don't experience, you know, just kind of trying to figure it out on their own. It just kind of teaches them those skill sets that they're going to need regardless of where their life takes them, because regardless of where they end up in baseball, on the field, in the office, or in another industry, they will still need those skills, as you know and I know, in the professional world of work, assertiveness and self-discipline, but in a professional manner. So that's how they benefit, and it's just not restricted to the field of play. It's restricted, and it's expands to all areas of their lives.
And now, if a player, and then we'll talk about the coach in a minute here, if a player wants to sign up, do they go right to the website, theprogressivepro.com?
Yeah, if they could go right there, and we have at the bottom, how can we assist? And if they could fill that out and send that to us, we'll contact them, because, you know, it's we need to speak with someone and kind of get a better idea so we can best serve them as far as how to group the players and what they're interested in. So, yeah, they would go to the website, and then at the bottom, there's like a little form they can fill out where it says, how can we assist?
Fill out the form, and that's emailed to you, and then the process begins.
Yes, and then I'll be contacting them. And our phone number is also at the bottom, so they can give us a call. They can email info@theprogressivepro.com. And again, all that's at the bottom of our website.
Fantastic. Okay. At this moment, we're just going to take a 15-second to 20-second break. I'll come back with some sponsors, and then we'll get to section two with Dr. Miller, where we're going to discuss the coaching aspect of the program here and get into that a little bit. So hang tight, folks, and we'll be right back.
This has been the Inside Pitch with Peter Caliendo, a Lineup Media Group production. Get access to all of our podcasts like Youth Baseball Talk, You're on the Clock NFL, and Let's Get It On with famed MMA referee Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock. Online at lineupmediagroup.com and on iTunes and Stitcher.